Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
I give you a new commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have pity on a fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive your brother from your heart. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
God is a merciful God. He forgives everything, no matter big or small. But in this parable, this one thing that you learn. If we do not forgive, that means our heart is closed. That means you don't have love. Then love cannot enter your heart. Forgiveness cannot enter in your soul. That's the point. Not because God doesn't want to forgive, and because you close your heart, close your door, don't blame that God doesn't help you. God also helped those who help themselves. It's important to love. When you say, I follow Jesus, and you don't follow his teaching, forgive. Then you say, Lord, why don't you give your grace? He's given your grace, but your door is closed. At times we only complain, but we don't see it ourselves. St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 24, is very useful for me and for everybody too. When someone hates you, bless them. No curse, only praise, only blessing. It's too beautiful. From this phrase I learned, I get my peace back from my heart. at times there's somebody that you don't like, or they don't like you, and you kind of grumbles in yourself and might be cursing sometimes. That's not the way. If you curse, you lose the peace. Satan is losing all these means to let us not to forgive, always cursing, as if you soothe your heart. But that's not true. Bless. Always blessing. Only blessing. No cursing. That's the only way that we can have peace. Ask the Lord to give us this special grace, especially today, whoever we meet, our whole life, give them your blessing. Always to give Jesus. Bless everybody and forgive everybody. We thank the Lord that we have still life, that we can still yes to the grace of God, of forgiveness, of blessing for others.